Hello, I'd like to talk to you about something that's coming up tomorrow, and that is Pesach Sheni. Of course, you can be listening to this anytime, so it doesn't have to be tomorrow. It can be today or yesterday or a year from now or 6 months from now. The idea of Pesach Sheni is one of the most important ideas that exists in the human condition. It is taken from chapter 9 of Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Baaloscha, in case you're interested. And in Parshas Baaloscha, Perek Tes, chapter 9, Pasuk He, verse 5, the Torah says as follows: V'yasu es haPesach barishon b'arba'asar yom lachodesh bein arba'im b'midbar Sinai, k'chol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe kein asu b'nei Yisrael. On the day of Pesach, the 14th day of the first month, in the Jews' second year in the desert, the Jewish people had celebrated Pesach. Remember, this is literally the second Pesach of the entire Jewish history, which, if you think about it for a moment, is really the first commemorative Pesach. What I mean by that is that the first Pesach was spent in the desert. They weren't commemorating anything. They were actually living it. So now that we come to the second year in the desert, the Jewish people are actually now having the commemoration of Pesach for the first time.
I'd like to talk to you about...
Then the Pasuk says as follows. Vayhi anashim asher hayu tmeim lenefesh adam. There were people who had become tamei, impure, which would not allow them entrance into the Mishkan, or even to be allowed to bring any carbon, any sacrifice in the Mishkan, including the carbon Pesach. So the Pasuk says as follows, V'lo yochlu lasos haPesach b'yom hahu. They could not bring the carbon Pesach on that day. V'yikruvu lifnei Moshe v'lifnei Aaron b'yom hahu. So they approached Moshe and Aaron on that day, meaning they wanted to bring the carbon Pesach. V'yomru ha'anashim ha'heima elav. These men who could not bring the Korban Pesach told Moshe and Aaron, "Anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam, lama nigora levilti hikrives Korban Hashem b'moado. Why should we lose out by not being able to bring this Korban in its correct time? Besoch b'nei Yisrael, amongst all the other Jews." Vayomer alehem Moshe imdu ve'eshme'o ma'yitzaveh Hashem lachem. Moshe says, "Wait here while I consult Hashem and ask him what to do." Vadaber Hashem el Moshe leimor. So Hashem told Moshe, "Daber el bnei Yisrael leimor. This is what you should tell the Jews: Ish ish ki yeh tamei lenefesh o bederech rechoka." Here Hashem adds something. He says, "Anyone who is tamei, meaning ritually impure, cannot come to the temple, or is at a distance, is far away from the temple. Lachem alo ledaroseichem." Meaning in future generations, and especially in Yerushalayim, you could have someone who's miles and miles away. V'asa Pesach l'Hashem, v'chodesh ha'sheni, they can bring the Korban Pesach in the second month, barba asar yom bein harbayim, but the 14th day of the second month, which we call today the 14th of Iyar. Yasu oso al matzos umrorim yochluhu. They can eat it with matzah and with maror. This will not be Chag HaMatzos. It will be the Pesach, the Yom, a Pesach observance, but they eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and maror. And then the Psukim go on to describe the details that are very similar, the details that were that existed with the Korban Pesach. This idea is so important. Why is it important? Because everybody deserves a second chance. Now you might say, well, not everybody gets a second chance in life, but the truth is, we do get a second chance in life all the time. That's called waking up in the morning. A person goes through life and has various difficulties, and the difficulties can be considerable. And yet, if you are so fortunate as to be able to go to sleep and wake up the next morning, then you are given that second chance. Now you might say, well, that's very nice about the Korban Pesach, but who says that applies to any other part of my life? Well, the Korban Pesach is first of all, the prototype for everything else. Because it wasn't just about a mitzvah. Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of Pesach, which incurs the penalty of karis if a person would not bring the paschal lamb, if he could otherwise do it, is the ultimate sign of the connection that we have with Hashem. So they felt, we don't have a connection. Yes, there are other mitzvos, but we don't have that connection. So the fact is, there is this concept of a second chance with everything. When you wake up in the morning, there's a second chance. And what if you'll ask me, well, Shavuos doesn't get a second chance. Where's my Shavuos Sheni? I will tell you, there is a Shavuos Sheni. What is it called? It's called Yom Kippur. And you might say, well, where is there a Sukkos Sheni? If I missed Sukkos, do I get a second chance to do Sukkos as well? I will tell you, yes. Sukkos Sheni, your opportunity to connect to Hashem in the way that we connect on Sukkos, is called Chanukah. And what about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are already the idea of a second chance, that you can start over. So everything in Yiddishkeit, every element of Torah and mitzvos, has within it, built in, this idea that is first introduced to us with Pesach Sheni. So whatever difficulty exists on one day can be made up on another day. That is the wonderful opportunity that nothing is ever lost that exists with Pesach Sheni. And it exists when if a person accidentally forgot to daven Shacharis or something happened, they can daven Mincha twice. The first Mincha counts as Mincha, and then they can say the Shemoneh Esrei again, and it counts for Shacharis, something that did not exist properly understood in the Beis HaMikdash itself. But when it comes to our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we always need, always, always, always need to appreciate that idea of a second chance. Tomorrow, I hope you all take advantage of that. Some people have a minhag of eating a piece of matzah on the 14th of Iyar. It is a fairly recent minhag. It is not a halacha, but it's easy enough to do if you're eating anyway on the 14th of Iyar. Why not throw in a piece of matzah to connect us to this day? Besides for the fact that in shul, in davening, we don't say tachanun. Another little bonus that some people would call, especially on a Monday morning. Anything that we can do to show that the story is not over, that we always have another opportunity. Whether the lost opportunity was our fault or not our fault doesn't matter. We always have that other opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take care, everybody.